Cruz, this was the most out-of-the-touch State of the Union speech that I have ever heard. By Jeff Poore on March 2, 2022. Following Tuesday's State of the Union speech, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, slammed President Joe Biden's effort, calling it out of touch, and said it did not address many of the ills plaguing the country. You know, tonight was the 10th State of the Union that I've been on the floor of the House of Representatives to hear from the third different president, he said. And this was the most out-of-the-touch State of the Union speech that I have ever heard. Biden went through a litany of acknowledging some of the problems we face in this country but utterly denying any responsibility, any culpability for it. So, he acknowledged galloping inflation but didn't say a word about the trillions in spending and trillions of debt he rammed through that caused that inflation. He acknowledged gas prices are skyrocketing but didn't say a word about the war on domestic energy production that his administration led. He acknowledged the need to secure our southern border, but didn't say a word about the failure of his administration to enforce the laws, leading to the highest rate of illegal immigration in 61 years, Cruz continued. On Ukraine, he acknowledged Russia's invasion but didn't say a word about the disastrous weakness from his administration, the catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan, or his decision to waive sanctions on Russia on Putin's Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is what directly led to this invasion. On every issue, he was like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. With him, that may be right. But he denied any and all culpability, he added. And I'll tell you four words that I didn't hear at all tonight. I didn't hear crime. He didn't acknowledge the crime rate that is soaring across this country. The murder rate that is soaring across this country because of the Democrats' push to abolish the police. He didn't say the word China, even once. It was stunning that China is the greatest geopolitical threat facing the United States. And somehow, it didn't make it into the speech. He didn't say Afghanistan. He didn't even acknowledge the disgraceful surrender and retreat that he led. And he didn't say Israel. That was really striking in a State of the Union. I think it was really a disappointing speech. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.